This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes... These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment. What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
If you're looking to create a stable financial future, consider Noble Gold Investments. Gold and silver are tangible assets, not just numbers on a screen, with thousands of years of trust behind them. Gold IRAs let you hold real assets in tax-deferred or tax-free retirement accounts. Noble Gold is the number one ranked gold IRA company for 4 years running, handling over $2.5 billion in precious metal transactions. And here's what's to like about Noble Gold. Their U.S.-based team is available 6 days a week, providing personalized and consistent service. Pricing is clear with no hidden fees or fine print. Whether you're setting up a gold IRA or making a direct purchase, they make it simple. You even get a photo of your actual metals. Hundreds of thousands of happy customers come back and refer others because of Noble Gold's helpful, informed, and straightforward approach. Open a new IRA or cash account now and receive a free 10-ounce silver flag bar plus a silver American Eagle proof coin. Visit noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana. That's noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
All right, so, this is gross because the guy's nude. A nude Florida man, he's totally naked. That's how you say that in Southern Missouri, y'all. It's naked. N-E-K-K-I-D, naked. A Florida man done stole some wheels at a university campus. He stole a vehicle at Bucknell University. Callum Dwyer, 20, was charged with felony unauthorized use of motor vehicle, receiving stolen property. And also, I would add, if it were me, the extra charge of being gross. Because he sat naked in the seat of the car. Someone has to clean that and then get in the car also to drive it. Would you sit in your vehicle if a naked dude stole your car and he sat in that seat? Would you sit in your seat after a naked dude had sat in your seat, Kane?
Nope.
I would set my car on fire sooner than I'd sit in that seat. That's not going to happen. That's nasty with a capital nasty. He stole a white Audi Q5 and the victim said she had parked there when she went to get her vehicle. It was gone. And they saw the camera footage of a nude dude. He pulled on the vehicle's door handles. He was able to break in. They were able to identify him and they took him into custody. He bails at $5,000, but I don't think he made it. Oh my gosh, it's so gross. Like, he was nude and probably touched everything in there. That's nasty. I don't like buffets and I don't like naked people doing anything that's outside of the show. No, don't keep it in your house and don't get in other people's cars like that. That's nasty. Because you know he probably wasn't clean either. Kane hates old people. Listen to this. 85-year-old Florida man admits he knew he hit something. He was in a Publix parking lot and he ran over a 91-year-old woman. Oh my gosh. He's 85 years old. He ran over a 91-year-old in the grocery store parking lot at St. Petersburg. And he said that he just kept driving home. He didn't stop. He said, I knew I had hit something, but he just chose to keep driving back home anyway. It happened about 5 p.m. And you wouldn't stop. That has to be pretty significant. You know what I mean?
Right.
Police tracked him down using surveillance footage and witness reports. And he was driving alone. He struck this lady after she was walking through the parking lot. And he just kept on driving back to his apartment. Killed her. So that's horrible. Her death, the Pinellas County Medical Examiner's Office, if this website can stop having the godforsaken pop-ups that pop up every 5 seconds, I'll finish the sentence. The coroner's office, they said that her injuries contributed to her death. That's why she was killed, because her death was caused by her injuries from getting run over. How do you just keep going, though? I mean, man, I know what you're saying, Kane. You and the mole people, you know, maybe there's something to it. Whether you're planting now or later, Fast Growing Trees has everything that you need to create your dream yard, starting with the best quality and selection of plants delivered straight to your door. As America's largest online nursery, they offer over 1,600 unique trees and plants, delivering healthy, expert-grown trees since 2005. From fruit and flowering trees to privacy trees and shrubs, they have all of the plants that your yard needs. Their Alive and Thrive guarantee ensures that your plants arrive happy and ready to thrive, all locally grown and cared for by U.S. experts. People love not having to deal with getting their cars dirty with trips to the nursery. Fast Growing Trees has over 6,000 plants for every space, with a 14-point quality check to ensure that your plants thrive. Order online and get your plants delivered in days. Their plant experts are ready to help. No green thumb required. This season, get the best deals for your yard, including up to 50% off. Plus, get 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com with code Dana at checkout. That's 15% off your next purchase using code Dana. Now is the perfect time to plant. Visit fastgrowingtrees.com and use code Dana to save an additional 15% today. Offer is valid for a limited time and terms and conditions may apply.
New York City voters elect an avowed socialist mayor and really vote themselves 4 or more years of misery. 2/3 of college students are positive or neutral towards socialism. Their professors must be so proud. And an unhinged local politician in Montana wishes cancer and death on a GOP senator over a vote. These people are not well. I'm Greg Corumbus, inviting you to join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the 3 Martini Lunch podcast. We'll give you the top news, some good laughs, and we'll be done in less than 30 minutes. Follow the 3 Martini Lunch on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you like true crime, you'll love the Miracle Files podcast. We share real stories with the suspense of true crime, but we'll leave you with a sense of light and hope. Like the college wrestler who fought a grizzly, the woman who was dead for nearly an hour, or the child lost in a dark mine for days. These are the kind of stories that remind us miracles are real.
Subscribe to The Miracle Files wherever you get your podcasts and join us on this thrilling journey of faith and miracles.
Are you going to protect women? Not trans women, women. Women, trans women are different things. Women, women. Listen, we need to protect women's safety. I was
assaulted. Trans women are women.
I was assaulted. No, they are not. They are men. I was assaulted by men. He broke his wife's jaw so bad she needed reconstructive surgery. I'm a lesbian. I'm not transphobic and I'm black. So if there's another black woman in here who wants to tell me how they feel, please join in. But all of you are not. And I don't know who you are, what you are, but I'm a lesbian, and I'm telling you right now, men are harassing women in the locker room.
Let's let him answer the question.
I'm just telling you, since y'all want to woo, woo, woo.
No, just let's...
Now I'm done, and by the way, I respect what you have done. I just want to let you know that.
I know. I'm done.
I appreciate your point of view.
Thank you.
I'm so sorry that you were harassed.
Multiple times.
And I appreciate you talking about it. I think we need to protect the safety of all women.
Please.
And that, obviously, that's incredibly important. And I also know that trans women are also brutalized in this country. So women and cisgender women are brutalized.
What answer is that? I think they say his name Weiner, but we're calling him Weiner. Scott Weiner. What'd you say?
Yeah, it's Weiner.
Yeah, well, you know, typically. He's the guy who's challenging. He's going to try to take over Nancy Pelosi's seat in California. And this was at like a meet and greet that he was having in California, where he was questioned by, you remember the audio that we had played, I think it was last week, Tish, her last name starts with an A and it slips my mind now.
Tish Hyman.
No, it doesn't start with an A, Tish Hyman. She's the like Grammy nominated singer songwriter. She's, you know, a gym buff. She's, you know, works on her fitness, and she's out in California. And she was the one in the video who, while she was in the women's locker room at her gym, a man walked in like right as she was changing. So she's in a state of undress and a man walks in. And she says something because she's shocked, as any normal woman would. And the man was very aggressive in his response to her. And then he called her a bitch. And then that's when all hell broke loose. And then she was on video subsequently saying that, you know, alerting the women at the gym that there's a man in the locker room. And so they really attacked her, really, with this. And the gym dismissed, they canceled her membership. You guys remember the video for that? They canceled her membership. And so she was at this, by the way, the guy that's at the gym, Alexis, he calls himself Alexis Black. He has a history of assault. He apparently beat up his ex-wife. So he has a history of assault against women. And he was not just walking in the locker room and changing. He was described as displaying his genitalia. Sounds like he was doing a little bit more than changing in the locker room. You know what I mean? And so she ended up, because she was the one who criticized it and worried about her safety, she's the one who ended up having her gym membership canceled. So she's, and the guy has a history, again, a documented history of domestic violence. And she has every right to feel, as she was saying, deeply concerned about women's safety in female-only spaces. So she's sitting right in front of this Wiener. What's his name? Scott Wiener, at this town hall-style meeting. And you heard what Wiener said. It was a Kamala Harris word salad. I have the transcript. He says, "We want everybody to be safe, and we also know that we have trans people, both men and women, who are men and women." What? What? And he was saying, yes, and she was explaining to him, because she's apparently an advocate, she's a lesbian and an advocate for LGB. I don't think she has the T and the Q on there, but whatever. And he's apparently tries to be an LGBTQ advocate, civil rights advocate, Wiener. He's, by the way, he's 55. That guy's 55.
I guess.
He's like one of those so thin people that you can't guess their age. Anyway, so because he's a guy who I guess backs the trans, and she apparently doesn't, even though she's a black lesbian, he has more intersectional boxes than she does. Is that how it works in the Victim Olympics? So progressive rules dictate that he outranks her in the grievance hierarchy. I guess that's how that goes. But she has every right to say this. She's like, look, I don't feel safe. There's dudes in here. And he's like, yeah, well, you know, I think we need to protect the safety of all women. But then he kept trying to say, and the crowd was booing her. They were booing her when she was talking to Wiener. And he's always, I mean, he's like, well, you know, trans women are women. No, they're not. They're men pretending to be women. And I mean, it is, I cannot believe you have a man telling a woman. And essentially what was happening is Scott Wiener in the town hall that you just saw in the video. I mean, essentially he was telling her that her concerns are unfounded. Was he not?
Yeah, pretty much.
Trans women, you know, in trans, a history of abuse on trans women. There's not a history of abuse on trans women. There's the guy who is at the gym who's beaten up women before, and he's at the gym apparently throwing his, you know, bits and pieces all around. Why is it that a man is not going to be victimized by other women like that. Stop it. That's the progressive patriarchy, and they've always been progressive, and this is just a continuation of it. This is why third and fourth wave feminists, y'all messed up, because you opened the door to this, and now your movement is done. Your movement is so done. You came full. This is beyond even horseshoe theory. Word salad defense. Now, the Scott Wiener, he's trying to go for Nancy Pelosi's seat. I mean, he's got all of the weird, super far left. Oh, wait, he's not 55. He's born in 70.
No, he's 55.
Is he 55?
Yeah, that's 55.
Oh, wow. Yeah, he is. He doesn't look 55, but I think he dyes his beard. You know, he has like that Just for Men, like beer dyed stuff, and it's like super dark. But I don't know if he's going. I mean, he wants her seat in Congress. He may get it. I mean, he actually may get it. I haven't really looked too much at his. I've tried to avoid him. He goes to all the. I don't even know some of the stuff that he goes to. He wears leather and he goes out to those festivals and all that stuff. You know, wears the straps and everything. I don't know. That's all I'm going to say. But hey, I mean, you know, they could pick him. I don't know who his challengers are. He's trying to lay the groundwork for this congressional run. Some of the local press is like, why couldn't he have waited just a little bit? The AG endorsed him. Rob Bonta already endorsed him, that California AG. So it looks like he's starting to rack up those endorsements. But that's interesting because now Tish Hyman could be a roadblock to that. So you have Wiener, who's gay, who does the BDSM stuff, apparently, and backs the trans issues. And then you have Tish Hyman, who is a black lesbian, who's going to win in the minds of the left in that area, in San Francisco, in the Bay Area. Who wins?
Well, based on that video clip, it certainly isn't Tish.
How insane is that?
That's the logic of the left, or the lack of it.
They don't even like... She's just a plain old lesbian, so you don't count. That's basically what they're telling her.
Yeah.
In fact, that's not basically what they're telling her. There's been an argument about that in Britain, where they push back, where the trans Tifa push back against women, especially if they're like gay activists, and they're like, you're just someone that one of the videos was a basic, I can't even say some of the words, lesbian was one of the videos that came. So that in the intersectional Olympics, she loses. She's got to tear off an arm or something. She needs to be like a one-armed black lesbian, because
they booed her when she said, sorry, trans women are men.
Well, and they're like, well, no, what does she have to do to get one more intersectional box over the wiener guy? Like, does she have to be, she probably has to stop working out, because can't you be obese and that counts? Super fat, mid fat. I don't remember
the
gradient.
Fat privilege.
Yeah. So what if she just turned into a fat? She's a black lesbian who's fat. Is that enough? Because he's a gay dude who supports trans. So there's three.
Oh, man.
I don't know. This is what I'm talking about. It's intersectional Olympics. This is exactly what we're talking about. So I don't know. I don't know. And then what if there's a candidate that decides to challenge the wiener dude? And they have more intersectional boxes. What if it's a dude who became a woman who got fat, or not became a woman? He lobbed off his willy, decided to really seriously cosplay surgically as a woman, and then got fat, and then has one arm.
This is a
like
real...
the drummer from Def Leppard. Think about it. Would that guy beat the wiener guy?
This is a real conversation.
I'm being completely serious. You think that it's absurd, and you're correct. That is what they do. I am not kidding you. That is how this works. The intersectional Olympics. That's exactly how this works. Yep. So I know. Enjoy that. Enjoy that, Bay Area. You know what I would be doing if I were the right? I would be launching like these secretly conservative, like just cosplayers. I mean, if you can pretend, why not hire actors to play super intersectional candidates and challenge all of these candidates, right? Why not? Just, you know, let's just be a chaos agent. Let's just bring up, you know, I don't know. Like, I don't know how far it's going to go. But I feel like this is where we're at. That's how the left, they don't look at merit. They don't look at whether you're smart. Case in point, that Jack Schlossberg brat, he's in his 30s. He's like middle age now. Right? When does middle age start? I don't even know when. Let's ask the internet. When does middle age start? Oh, yeah, he's about middle aged. So, again, this is another case of the left infantilizing their one of the sons of the Democrat families. Jack Schlossberg is JFK's grandson. JFK's daughter, Caroline Kennedy, she married and had, this is one of her kids. He's got a sister, I think, too. All he does is make these deranged videos where he goes after women and talks about their physical attributes and their appearances. I mean, his videos are unhinged. The left doesn't even really want anything to do with him. He's running for Jerry Nadler's seat now. He's announcing a congressional run. Now, he tried running before. Did he try running before, or did another one of them damn Kennedy kids try doing it? What, did one of them gingers try?
Possibly.
Wait, hang on. Let's ask the internet. What was that other Kennedy brat who ran for office? I said what, not who. Oh, no. So one of the grand, what, yeah, another one of them, I think it was like one of Teddy's kids or something. I don't know. He ran for office and he lost horrifically, didn't he? Didn't Jack try running before? I don't know. He seems nuts because he is. Long story short, this infantilization of the dudes on their side, this is who they have. These are their young guns. You got the wiener on California and you got this crazy Schlossberg dude. Ugh. So I've never been happier to not be on the left. It's Kel-Tec. It's the KS7 Gen 2 shotgun. Now, if you're familiar with the original KS7, I mean, they kept all of the stuff. You know, it's all of the things that you know with it. It's a, you know, smooth pump action, ultra lightweight, set just under 7 pounds unloaded, compact bullpup design, maneuverability in tight spaces, ambidextrous downward shell ejection, 7+1 capacity. I mean, you know, honestly, the other shotguns, sorry, you just, it's just, I mean, when you have a KS7, it's just sweet. But the Gen 2, it's packed with a lot of upgrades. You got a 5-slot Picatinny style accessory rail underneath, so you can add your vertical grips, lights, keep it flush and sleek with a cap, however you want to do it. And it's a smoother pump action for faster, cleaner cycling. Also has enhanced durability. MSRP, super affordable. I mean, technically it's Christmas shopping season, isn't it? I mean, it's November, so yeah, technically, yeah. So it's only $639. That's like super affordable for what you're getting. Made in the USA, family-owned company. KeltecWeapons.com. It's the new KS7 Gen 2. KeltecWeapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
I really wish everybody would leave Wendy Williams alone. I really like her. A lot of people don't know this, but that's actually the first time I ever did television was with Wendy Williams, because she was the first big female broadcaster, and she was so kind and gracious. Show me her wig room. That woman, show me. She was always so nice. But I feel like a lot of people are trying to manipulate her. So now they were saying she has dementia. She does not have dementia. Her doctors are walking back this like diagnosis nearly 2 years later. They are treating her so horrifically. It's enraging. But her lawyers are hopeful that the new results are going to influence a judge to terminate her guardianship. I think somebody's just trying to get at her money. That's what this is. Somebody's trying to manipulate this woman. They are trying to get a court order to drug this woman, and they are trying to take her money. My opinion, that is exactly what that is. Also, another cruise panic. Oh my gosh. Panic at the sea. A cruise. Is this a catamaran?
Yeah.
Why are we on that? Oh my gosh, why are we on it in the open sea?
Part of their offering?
No, that's a giant, those are giant waves. 50 individuals aboard a catamaran were rescued by the Navy as their vessel sank. It was, it was off the Dominican Republic's coast. So they had a rescue. But I'm sorry, I'm looking at the little catamaran, the little twee catamaran. How in the world were 50 people A, on it, B, why, C, seriously, there's more, there are more things there, right, that you can use and have to make
if they can't dock,
catamaran out
if
of.
If they can't dock, they have to catamaran over.
That's insane to me. I was like terrified that it was going to be another poo cruise, like the Netflix thing. I'm just scared. Terrifying. A postal worker was killed after getting stuck in a mail handling machine, and they only discovered the body when the distraught fiance turned up to report him missing. He was in his 30s. Oh my gosh, he was trapped for several hours inside of a large mail handling machine. This was in Detroit. They think it was accidental. They're still investigating. This is something the Joker would do out of Batman. His body was discovered by firefighters who responded after he failed to return home from his shift. His fiance, good on her, she kept on it. Oh my gosh, can you believe that? Can you believe that? That's so horrific. Now they're investigating workplace safety there. I would think so, right? How does this even happen? The number one country song in America is AI generated, which is pretty much all of pop country as it is anyway. This coming from Newsweek, the country digital song sales chart, the number one is Walk My Walk by an artist called Breaking Rust that is all entirely AI, the artist and everything. What does it say about us? Okay, I'm not closing the story because I'm coming back to it. What does that say about us? I've got issues now with us. That, of course it is. A drunk 9-year-old was working a British Columbia carnival ride when the drunk patron fell out. Why is a 9-year-old? Oh, coming back to this one too. We're coming back to this one. Don't go anywhere. In addition to all of this, we were talking. Let me open up some of the audio here because we had some really good audio. There are these, with all the discussion that we have about the left, as you know, the right is still roiling over some of the woke Reich stuff, which you absolutely do have to be able to call out your side. This is one of the reasons why I'm focusing so much on these crazy candidates that are coming up on the left, because that's who they are. That's who they've embraced. They've allowed those people to hijack the Democrat Party and run with it. And now the Democrat Party is a full-on Marxist entity, which is crazy to think. Full-on Marxist entity. And so as they keep going further and further left, you don't want the right to be pulled with it. And that's one of the reasons why it's incredibly important to be able to use your discernment and keep your own side focused and on the right path. And that's what all of this is. I've seen some pretty stupid things. Of course, you know, it's all the Nick Fuentes stuff, which there's so much audio out there. It's unbelievable the amount of audio that is out there. And the people that talk about Israel, we've been talking about the Qatari funding and all of this other stuff. It's pretty crazy. I don't think Fuentes is ever going to be in a position to have lunch with Trump again. That's one of the reasons why people are telling you that this stuff matters. It's not just something that's a fight on the internet. I mean, this dude, and I don't believe that Trump knew who he was. I think that Trump's people, some of his people knew exactly who he was. I don't think Trump did. And I hope those people were dragged for allowing that guy to even be near POTUS, much less sitting at Mar-a-Lago for a lunch with Kanye, for crying out loud. There are better ways to look to get the youth vote than to suck up to the CCP with TikTok. There are better ways to get the youth vote. You're not even trying. If you think that you have to act like a Nazi and then and start hating American allies in order to get the youth vote, you are too weak to play this game. If you can't sell your message without debasing yourself to try and chase and become that in order to get a part of that audience, then you're too weak for this game. You're not smart enough to sell a message. And there are a lot of these stupid consultants, part of the establishment on K Street right now, who are buying into this because they can't sell freedom. They think that they've got to, and a lot of this comes down to the influencers and the digital economy. That's one of the reasons why you see some of these top tier people not call out this stuff, because they don't want to make the online, you know, edgelords mad. So what it is, they're too scared. They're too scared to say anything about it. They don't want to have to deal with the comments. I don't give a rat's ass. They don't want to have to deal with the comments. They have to have this stuff. Not everybody does. But that's what a lot of this is. I mean, this is case in point. I don't know why, you know, let me pull this down. Just to give you an example. I hate even playing this stuff. But audio soundbite 11. Now, I want you to remember what Charlie Kirk said. Get married, have kids, raise a family. It's the cornerstone of our society, a free society. But the Fuentes crowd says this. Listen.
Well, it kind of doesn't matter if you're multiplying out in the periphery. You know, but people don't want to hear that because they want to feel like, you know, they want what they want to be the thing that is honorable. And it's like, I don't think we really need to be giving any awards out because you, you know, married a woman and had kids. I mean, that used to be the expectation. Now people want a prize. It used to just be, that just used to be the biological reality. That was just like the sociological reality. You need to get married and have 10 kids because like three are going to die in the winter and you need seven to like take care of you or whatever. It's like you just had 10 kids because there was also no birth control. Now people are like breaking an arm, Pat. They want to get a Purple Heart. They want to get the Medal of Honor, the Congressional Medal of Freedom, because they went out with some, you know, some average woman and had a couple of kids and they live in some house like where they're watching Charlie. Disney Plus and you go, because you go to the farmer's market, it's a revolutionary act. I don't think so, Buster. Like, we need to go at the center, and that requires real dedication, real sacrifice that, yes, might involve actually not having kids for some people. You know?
Sounds pretty gay.
Does it ever cross people's mind that in a war, young men die? Is this any different?
Did it ever cross anybody's mind that maybe you shouldn't take advice about family planning from a single Nazi twink who got caught streaming gay porn on his show by his own audience? And it you want to talk about crossing anybody's mind? Because that happened. Yeah, no. The Jews didn't do it either. That was him. Just FYI. Just saying. Throwing that out there. There are two roads, two ways, Western man. Charlie Kirk or that way. Seems pretty obvious. And one of them was supremely jealous of the other. Guess who?
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
This was super interesting, and especially to see that everything can lead to something else, like how cooking led you to be, you know, the founder, the president of a business, and even like your activities in high school, middle school, like led to this moment.
Adeline, what are you looking to do with the rest of your life? You have a sense of that?
No, not really, but I'm exploring a lot of interests right now, and I enjoy music and languages, so I think maybe something in that area.
Brett, somebody that's interested in languages and music, you think there's any hope for them?
Oh my gosh. I mean, in our world today, everybody speaks different languages, and they work with people that speak different languages, they have different cultures. That's great.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, Work Ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.